AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing-fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/wondery. That's oracle.com/wondery. oracle.com/wondery.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This Is Keke Palmer. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that, let's get right back into the episode.
So here we are in Augusta. So they drive to Sutton's house, and she's like, I just love Augusta, Georgia. It's where I grew up. And of course, it's also where I learned the art of ballet. Let's get some pictures of that. Okay, great. Thank you. And I have all my childhood friends, and they're still my friends for life. So we see a lot of pictures of her hurt, too, and Reba holding her. And I can tell you right now, that is some evil Meemaw hair. And I think they all had it back then, because my Meemaw had it, too. And that woman was a terrorist. She was terrifying. She was a very sweet lady. But especially in the younger years, she could be terrifying. Oh, my God.
Ronnie, I have a question. Do we think that Sutton loves Augusta? Because I'm not sure she's said it this episode. Has she said, I love Augusta this episode? Has she? She has. Actually, she has.
I love Augusta.
I love Augusta. I just love Augusta. I am so happy in Augusta. Yeah, and I like when she said that all her childhood friends are still, like, she's like, there, and they are still here in my life. Now, do I talk to them? No. Do I acknowledge them? No. Do I allow them to look at me in the eye? No. But they still are in my life. I see them on the fringes.
Do I ever invite them to the Elton John Oscars party? No, I don't. But you know what? Maybe one day I'll see him at Giorgio's or somewhere. Is that where we're eating Italian food? I don't know. It's not Chuck E. Cheese. Sorry, it's not glamorous as Chuck E. Cheese, but you know, we do what we can in Augusta, which I love.
I am nervous when anyone meets my mother for the first time. Doesn't matter who they are, especially now Garcelle and Kyle flown all the way out here to Georgia. Please be nice, Mom. I would be nervous too. Like, I was waiting, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I was waiting for some cringy microaggression to come out of Reba's mouth when she met Garcelle. And I'm still waiting for it because I feel like it's going to happen. And
well, it came out of her eyes, that's for sure.
It came out of her eyes, yes.
She was like lasering microaggression all over the place.
And Garcelle.
I mean, if you could pantomime microaggressions, this woman's the Marceau of Augustine microaggressions.
The Marcel Marceau of microaggressions. And Garcelle picks up on it because Garcelle hates her. And I love it because Garcelle's like, oh, I'm not going to let this lady get away with this.
Yeah, you have to put up with your mother. I don't. Get over here, you old bitch. I'll take you down.
Garcelle's like, I've been practicing my whole life for this moment. Hold on. No, Reba.
Next time I meet your mother, could it be at the top of a flight of stairs? Thank you. That's my only request.
You ever seen that feel-good movie, Dolores Claiborne? So they
show up at this house. It's enormous, and it's very Southern. It's like got the columns and the manicured lawns and the, you know, probably mosquitoes the size of little dogs ready to suck the fucking life out of you.
The doorbell literally goes, I say, I say, I say.
They go in, and Sutton's like, oh, come on, guys. It's not that big. It's just 4,500 square feet. Come on, give me a break.
Oh, sure, not that big. So Garcelle says, well, I don't expect anything less from Sutton. The house is opulent and beautiful, and there's just a Southern feel about it. You know, old school, people on their porches, having lemonade, waving to your neighbors, not saying what they really feel. It has just that feeling, you know, and you don't get that in Beverly Hills. Everybody's behind a gate in Beverly Hills.
And so they check out the house, and there's these huge, I mean, just gorgeously done rooms. Now, I will say the furnishings and all that other stuff are not great, this house. I mean, I think it needs a little work on the interior. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just was, it's just so not my style. It's just not, it's, it was definitely very Southern, kind of old. It wasn't old timey, but it felt old fashioned. And it just, it felt like a kind of like a hotel more than it did a house that people lived in.
Yeah, I need some more fanciness in the furnishings, I'll say that. But I loved all the paneling and all. I mean, it's a pretty house. Okay, so they look at their rooms and stuff, and then Kyle is looking at pictures and saying who people are, you know, and then we see John Clark and his wife Ashley, he's the brother, and then we see Sutton and all her children when they were young, and she's like, do you want to see some good ones? Here's some good pictures of Reba. And they're like, why do you have prison bars in front of her face? Oh, I added those in Photoshop later. They just make me feel better. Like one day mama's going to meet her karma, you know?
And we see pictures of Sutton in her debutante gown, et cetera. And it's so then Garcelle, then Reba shows up with her friend Jim from Savannah.
I love like, that they put friend in quotation marks. Like the yeah. editors were like, insinuate that Reba's a dirty, rotten whore in the stuff.
Here comes that slut, Reba, with her latest John named Jim. So Garcelle's like, oh, hello. And son's like, oh, hi, mom, hi. And Garcelle's like, oh, nice to meet you. And Reba's like, nah, thank you. Good to see you, too. And then she sees, she's just saying hello to people. And
Garcelle's just so sweet. She just keeps saying, so good to see you. Wonderful. How do you do? Nice to see you. Wonderful to be here. Aren't you gorgeous? And the mom's just like, uh-huh. And then she sees Kyle, and she's like, oh, well, aren't you pretty? And Garcelle goes, why didn't she say that to me?
Yeah. Wow. And Reba's like, this is Jim, my friend from Savannah. He's got a dick the size of 3 clown feet. Oh, mother. You're on television.
His name is Jim, but we call him Jimmy Dean because he's got a sausage down the front of his pants. Ain't that right,
mother,
Jimmy?
Mother, that's a television. Oh, didn't realize that's what that was. I thought it was a new Taycan Toyota. So Kyle's like, nice to meet you. So they're like having some chit chat and everything. And Garcelle comes in. She steps away and comes back with a gift box. And she's like, well, hope this goes over well. Reba, I bought you a little present just to say, you know, hi, whatever. And she goes, oh, goody. What is it? She goes, well, you've got to open it, Reba. She goes, oh, well, I'd like to know what it is first.
I don't just open things that random people tell me to open. You going to tell me what it is, or am I going to have to electrocute it out of you, Jim?
Kyle's like, I got you a gift, too. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see what your gift is, Kyle. I'm going to open it right away. Don't even tell me what it is.
So Garcelle's like, well, why would I tell you what the gift is? She goes, why are you laughing? What is it? Is it a trick? Is it a snake in a box? Is it a lizard? I swear to God, I saw one of those on the patio the other day, and I said, Sutton, I told you to moisturize.
I'm calling the police. So then Reba opens it up, and there's like a scarf. And she's like, oh, a scarf. This is real nice northern type gift you'd give me right now. What am I going to do with this? Wipe up a stain?
And Sutton's just embarrassed. You know, she's like, I took the time. I went to Saks. I picked out a gift. I had it wrapped. I brought it on the commercial flight. Maybe I should have pulled a Kyle and brought nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, well, maybe I could use this as a sarong. I don't know. She's like, well, you could do that. Whatever you want is yours now, bitch.
I've not been recording this whole time. I hope you're recording. Did you press
record? I am recording.
Okay. I did. Jesus. Good Lord, Ron Paul. So if I sound shitty today or shittier than usual, that's why. It's just been rough.
Excuse you.
We've been dealing with this episode, y'all.
Excuse me. You always sound good on my with my recordings as well.
Oh, man.
Your audio comes magical through. I capture your good audio. It's not like I have an old cassette player in your house that I've got a live feed from.
It's although not Reba back there cranking it out. So they go look at the backyard, and it's enormous and gorgeous. And then there's like a little servant's quarters in the back. Well, it's an enormous servant's quarters. It's bigger than my house, but it's huge. And that's where Miss Reba lives. And she's like, well, you know, after Sutton left town, she needed some place to come back for her, you know, Christian and the children, especially Christian. So we decided I should live on the property as well. When she asked me, she said, Mama, I would just like to know where you are at all times. So it's just easier to burn your house down if it's on the same property.
And I said, and then she said something about a store. I don't know. She put some dresses in a shop that's about the size of my kitchen in the servants' quarters. And I'm supposed to be impressed. I don't even know. Anyway, where's this scarf from? Her shitty little boutique. Oh, sorry, did I say the S word?
I'm sorry. Is this a gender-free scarf? You know, her mom's horrified. And that's probably also one of the reasons she doesn't like Sutton's store, is because Sutton has a lot of non-gender, what do you call that?
Non-binary.
Yes, non-binary. Thank you. Non-gendered clothing. But you know what I mean. Non-binary clothing and stuff like that's kind of her niche, I think, right? And so the mom's probably like, disgusting. So Garcelle tries again, and she's like, oh, well, Reba, I love your grandchildren. Very smart, very sweet kids. And she goes, they are smart. James is kind of weird. And they start cracking up. And Garcelle just goes, well, I got a weird one too. And she goes, yeah, I know. I've seen him.
I know. Wow. Wow. Well, then if you've seen him, then you know that Garcelle is a great friend to your daughter. So you should really be nicer to Garcelle.
Yeah, you fucking evil old lady. God, the only thing this house is missing is a pool to drown your ass in.
It's the first haunted house where the ghosts are scared of the humans. So Sutton is like, well, now, Mom, now, why would you call James weird? He's like the cool one. He's like cool in school. Sutton is so upset. Like, she finally raised a cool child. And Grandma's undermining him.
The first one that hasn't been bullied. And of course, he's going to be bullied anyway by Reba. And Kyle's like, well, I mean, I feel like I'm supposed to say I have a weird one too, because like everyone else does. I mean, I'm not going to, but I guess I'm supposed to. Here's me, Kyle. Everybody's completely normal and popular.
Just say Kim's your daughter. You'll be fine. The other thing is, I love that Kyle's even competitive about having weird kids. Like, what? They both have weird kids? Where's my weird kid? I don't have a weird kid. Should I say I have a weird kid? So Sutton's like, I mean, she called James weird. And by the way, James is the cool kid in school, by the way. Well, and then I said, I have one too. And she goes, oh, I know. Well, how does she know? Well, Reba's been stalking you on the gram, Garcelle. Which is surprising. You think she'd stalk me because I was actually in Halloween, part of the franchise, kind of.
Well, the only reason she signed up for that was because she thought it was something called Instagram, and it would be a bunch of other grannies. But fortunately, all she does is post on people's feeds. Your grandchildren are weird.
So now, over in Beverly Hills, Kathy is having a Capri dinner.
Oh my God! My God! You should have seen the face you're frozen in. You're like,
that's not right.
All right, let's go over to Kathy's Capri dinner. We see a table set with lots of glassware and flatware, lemons everywhere. This is very. Just went to Italy for the first time.
I went to Italy, so I have lemons everywhere.
So Kathy's Carol, who's Kathy's brand manager, also known as Lady Butler, is setting up dinner, and they're like figuring out where the caviar needs to go, etc. So Kathy comes down the stairs and she goes, tonight is inspired by my trip to Capri. I love pasta. I love lemons. I love being on an island where you can be at a tall point and look at poor people down below. And there are just a lot of factors when it comes to throwing a dinner party. You know, have to set up everything, have to do everything just right, spot on. It's a lot of work. No, I don't have to do any of it. I just walk around. But, you know, it's fun to see other people doing it.
You've got Carol over there like, got it. I need the wicker photos. Hurry, Muhammad. God damn it. and she's wearing a her uniform, which is just a flowery dress with a sweater put over it. And I like to think it's like a waiter's uniform for Carol, where she just dresses like this for work. And, you know, that sweater's all nasty and musty and smells like cigarettes. She don't give a shit. She has to wear it every time this old bag has a Capri dinner.
Yeah. So Dorit shows up and Bose shows up and they all sort of gather. And Dorit's like, oh, hello to my most favorite people in the whole entire world. And Bose is like, well, I have to put this down because I have to give you a full body hug, which is a type of hug that I invented. Now get ready for the Bose hug. You know what I'm saying?
You're not touching my kneecaps, goddammit. Put your kneecaps against mine. It's a full body hug. Kinkle to kinkle.
Harder. Oh, I want one of those. Harder, please. Harder.
And Dorit's like, darling. And so they hug. And then Erica comes. And she's like, hello, everybody. Oh, God, I don't know why, girls, but I just feel good today. I feel good today.
Yeah. Yeah, she's really excited. She's like, hello, everybody. So, Kathy is like, well, I talked to Kyle, but you know, she's busy and I guess they left today, Sutton and Garcelle.
Oh yeah, they went to Augusta.
Oh, really? Augusta? I didn't even know they went to Maine. You have the connection to the South, so I just want to know, why weren't you invited?
Well, I know. I'm from the South. I'm like 90 miles north. You want to talk about a horrible Southern mother, I'd like to put those two in a fucking pit and watch them just go at it. But I guess my chance will have to be another day, bitch.
But don't you want to be mad at Kyle? Don't you want to be mad at Kyle that you didn't say why shouldn't Erica come to this trip? You should be mad.
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? Fuck them.
So then we cut to the ladies in. Oh, and Kathy's also like, well, why am I not invited either? So everyone's gonna pretend they're upset that they don't get to meet Sutton's mother.
You don't even want to hang out with Sutton. You want to see the woman that made her? Jesus Christ. Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's gonna change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
UFO lands in Suffolk, and that's official, said the News of the World. But what really happened across two nights in December 1980, when US servicemen saw mysterious lights in the forest near RAF Woodbridge and claimed to have had a close encounter with an actual craft?
Encounters, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, takes a deep dive into one of the most famous and still unresolved UFO encounters to ever take place in the UK, featuring shocking testimony from first-hand witnesses, hosts, journalist, podcaster and UFO researcher Andy McGrillan, that's me, and producer L. Scott, take us back to the nights in question and examine all of the evidence and conflicting theories about what was encountered in the middle of a snowy Suffolk forest 40 years ago.
Are we alone? Encounters is a podcast which is going to find out. Listen to Encounters exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or in Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Everyone out there should listen to Small Town Murder. Yeah. You really should, mainly because you never know who's next door. Oh. And that's the point of this show, really. You never know who is next door. You never know what's going to happen on Small Town Murder. That's what makes it so wonderful. The only thing you do know is that people are going to die,
and
we're probably going to make jokes about it. That's it. That's all we can promise you. We dig into these towns. We see what makes them tick, from local legends to scandals they may have had. And, of course, the biggest scandals of all, horrible murders that take place there. And we put our, what I feel is a completely appropriate comedic spin on the whole thing. And you know you need a laugh right now. So get in there, listen to Small Town Murder. Follow Small Town Murder on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Small Town Murder early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
We go back to Augusta and we go to the restaurant Luigi's. Luigi's is an establishment in Augusta. And I've been coming here since I was a little girl. It's family owned. I think it's three generations. Let's take a look at Penelope. Penelope, get your close up. Penelope's like, hi, I'm Penelope from Luigi's.
But I hear there's like a more popular restaurant called Mario's just down the street. Well, that's fine. But some of us like Luigi's. So it's
listen, if anyone can relate to a haunted castle, it's me. You seen that old bag of bones trying to suck you into a vacuum cleaner and spit you back out?
Oh, yeah, dry bones. So Sutton is like, this is kind of what Augusta is. We all know each other. We all support each other. We all love each other. And then in the case of me, we ignore all the other people who know me. So anywho, I just want to show Kyle and Garcelle what Augusta really is, an Italian restaurant in the middle of Georgia.
So they order, and then Sutton's like, well, I'll try the spanakopita. Y'all like that? They're like, what's that? Neither one of them have ever heard of spanakopita. I swear
can't
to
believe
God.
That.
You know what, LA people, we need to do better because we're just embarrassing at this point. Like, come on.
Like, have they never been to a cocktail party? Spanakopita, like, does, I mean, it's like one of the most standard past apps that's out there next to like pigs in a blanket, even in fancy parties.
Live
come on now.
How does city? Let's get it.
Yeah. Come on now. So anyway, they are going to learn about spanakopita. And Garcelle's like, well, I don't know what it is, but we will try it. And also, when Eric and I were getting to our IVs, I mentioned that we were coming to Augusta. Roll the flashback. And 2 days earlier, spa day, Eric and Garcelle are talking. They have IVs on in their arms. Garcelle's like, well, you know, we're going to Augusta. And Kyle's going, by the way.
Well, why wouldn't she bring this to the sisterhood? This is a sisterhood situation. Why is she just taking some people and leaving other people out?
And I love that they're all going to pretend to be mad at this. It's very funny to me. And Sutton's like, well, you know, Erica and I are push and pull sometimes, and this is very emotional for me, and hence I don't need a slut here for my mom to judge. I'm enough. Okay, I've given her enough fodder for one day.
Yeah. So back in Bel Air, the other women are gathering around having dinner, sitting around for dinner, and they are choosing their wines.
Carol's like, dinner's ready if Muhammad didn't fuck it up. Muhammad got my fucking eye on you.
So Kathy is like, well, I'm not a wine snob, but Italian wines, you know, even I am part Italian. I found that out. And Bose is like, are you? What part of Italy are you from? Northern part of Italy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the part that's so north, it's actually Germany. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? Did you use 23andMe or Ancestry.com?
Well, no. I was in Venice, and then there was a lady, and she knew everything, and also said that I'm part Chinese from 3000 BC. It's just a lady. A lady in Venice told me, just walking
lady
down the street.
In Venice. And they're like, I'm sorry. Come again. What? Bose just laughs, and she's like, girl, no. Just no.
Hold on 1 second. I'm getting a phone call from Garcelle. Hi, Garcelle, you're on speaker. No. All right, bye.
Well, happy year of the bunny rabbit.
Actually, I think it's year of the snake.
I know. But oh. Kathy wouldn't, see?
It's layered. I see what you did there. Levels. Layered.
I like bunny rabbits.
So she's like, oh, thank you for having us over. This is much better than Augusta. And then we cut to the other group of women who are also cheersing. And they're thanking Sutton for bringing them to this hellhole that serves things that nobody can pronounce. And so Garcelle's like, so how are you feeling? You haven't cried yet. Are you waiting for the spanakopita? And she's like, well, you know, the Reba of it all. You know, that's what's going on with me. She's my mother and I love her. But she's tough. She's a tough cookie, you know? And you know what you do with tough cookies? You put them in milk until they soften up. But I tried that with her. She almost drowned. Never softened. It's a sad day. You know, she drives around with one of those bumper stickers that says, stop elder abuse right now. I said, I was just trying to soften my cookie, mother. God, just talk about something else.
Kyle's like, I eat healthy now, so I don't really understand. So then we go to 2 hours early. Garcelle's like, yeah, she has a tough cookie. And we go to 2 hours earlier, Reba opening up Garcelle's gift and Garcelle saying, you know, I've heard so much about you. And she goes, yeah, I've heard much about you too. And she goes, oh, good, I hope. I'm going to see. Oh, okay.
Well, I've only met a glimpse of Reba, but seeing her, well, one, I think she was tough on you, you know, because that's who she is. Let's face it. Not that she was targeting you or anything like she was targeting me. But I just think that that's her way. And sometimes I can see you being like that in a way. Oh, my God. I can't believe she got away with this because Sutton just.
Yes.
Sutton's eyes turned into those lasers. Like she's like, should I scream at Garcelle? I need an ally. I need an ally. I need someone to hide behind when I call my mom a bitch. So.
Yes.
Save it.
I mean, having just met Reba, I feel like there are a lot of similarities. Like they're both are. How should I say this? Tough. And we see a montage. Well, we just see Sutton going, name him, name him, name him, name him. You know, no one wants to inch in and make amends or say I'm sorry, but I hope they can figure it out when they're gone. And, you know, you would do anything to have one more conversation, to see them one more time, to hug them one more time. You don't want to have regrets. Although with Reba, maybe we can let that slide.
It's like I told Kyle when she got bangs. You don't want regrets, Kyle.
No.
She didn't listen to me. Now look at her. She's still trying to outrun them. And Kyle's like, yeah, well, I remember when you opened your store, you had a conversation with your mom. Do you remember that? Roll the clip, because I don't really remember. I don't remember anything. Roll the clip. So they do, and it's when she's like, Mama, I've spent a lot of money. I've spent a lot of time. All my heart is in this store, and it's important for me that you take it seriously. And Reba's like, okay, shall we move on?
Wow. All your heart and all your soul into this. Well, I knew you had a small heart and a small soul. Look at this shoebox. So then Sutton is like, it's just in that moment, like, you know, I was so excited to have her in the store. And I worked really hard to open up that store and to have my mother come in and not be supportive or overwhelmed with joy for me. I deserve better than that. I deserve better than that for my mother.
Okay, you know, do you deserve it? Yes, you can, but you can't change a clock. You know, well, I guess you can change a clock. So
can change a clock.
You can't the most change a clock. That was a bad. That was a bad one. You can't make a baby not poop every time you're trying to change it. Okay, that's just how babies are. Like, okay, what are you gonna do? She's a very old baby, and also Sutton kind of answers her question later in the episode when she says, "Really, the only reason that she cares so much about Christian is because of the lifestyle and the money." And now she sees you spending all this money that you've got basically from being married to Christian. And that's, I'm not saying you don't deserve that money, but in your mom's mind, she's thinking, "Oh, here she's taking all this money that she could be using to make sure that I'm going to be okay," and she's spending it all on this exorbitant rent in, you know, West Hollywood on this stupid store.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that. So then Garcelle is like, well, what do you want her to do? She goes, well, I want her to respect me. Maybe that's what I'm looking for, respect. When Christian and I got divorced, her first question was, well, who's going to pay for this? You know, who's going to pay for everything? Who's going to pay for the car? Who's going to pay for everything? And I said, Mom, that's my question to ask, not yours. So Garcelle says, well, that's Mom making sure you're going to be okay. It's not necessarily negative, although we can all agree that Reba's pretty much a bitch, right? Right, everyone?
And she's like, and Sutton's like, well, it was about her. It wasn't about me. Who's going to pay for me? It was about who's going to pay for her bills. And she says, yeah, she was so nervous I wasn't going to have enough money to help support her lifestyle. That was very clear. I said, Mama, you need $5 a week to get your damn hair done. Okay. You're wearing the same muumuu from 1937. Okay. It's not like it takes that much. I can handle it. Porter can handle it. For Christ's sake, could you just support a store?
Mama, we all know you get your hair done at Supercuts, okay? It's one and away from what we all call you. So then Garcelle is like, well, do you feel like she's seeing you? Like the difference between you being Christian's wife, the homemaker, the mother, to now being a businesswoman on your own? Like, do you just want her to acknowledge, like, and say, I see what you're doing, and I'm proud of you? Because guess what? Guess what she's going to say? No.
No. No. Well, I think watching my mother for years give Christian so much praise. Meanwhile, I'm raising these three beautiful children. There's no Sutton. Good for you. So then we see the picture of the kids, and she's like, you know, I just want acknowledgement from my mom, which I, you know, I feel for her on that one. And Garcelle's like, well, I would love to have a conversation with Reba. And Kyle's like, what would you say to Reba? This, and they haven't even shown Kyle in the scene. Have you noticed? When they cut to Kyle, I was like, oh, Kyle's there. I love it.
Because Kyle is completely acurious about anyone else. So yes. The fact that they're talking about like Sutton's issues with her mom, Kyle's just like doing selfies on the side.
But they're also not really talking to Kyle. They're just talking to each other. It's like someone made them bring Kyle. And Garcelle says, well, pretty much that I've gotten to know you very well and that you've shared things with me and maybe see how we can bridge the gap a little bit here. And Kyle's like, I appreciate her optimism, but getting in the middle of a relationship that is so complex, not that I've asked everybody to get in the middle of me and my sister's relationships for decades now, but still, like, that's presumptuous. She does that thing with her head, like.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she does do that. She loves doing that. Can you give me a heads up before this happens? Because I want to get it on the gram. And Son's like, yeah, before she takes the scarf and wings and wrings your neck. So now we go back to Kathy's house, and they're now receiving some lemon pasta. And Kathy is requesting fresh sage. And Bo's like, I have a question for you, Kathy. Did you know that I invented sage? It's true. Also, I have been trying to get to know all the ladies, and, you know, I'm trying to get to know your sister really well, and I assume she's probably open and friendly and welcoming to some people, but I haven't found that. I found her to be cold. And I was like, I love
that. Like, thank you for having me over. Here's a question I've had for you. Your sister's a real bitch.
What about what's the deal with your sister?
Oh my gosh.
She's like, I think that Kyle has been cold to me because I immediately connected with Dorit. And I mean, they have been having issues, so it kind of makes sense, but it's also very elementary school. It's really, really petty and not in the fun way.
Well, I don't even know what's going on in Coyle's life. Does she open up a lot about what's going on to you, Kippy? Does she?
Well, I don't know. I don't really listen too much when she's on the phone. I see Kyle's calling and I just start looking for that baby spoon that I lost about 13 years ago. I swear Carol stole it. But anyway, you know, I just try and be careful not to bother her because she's Kyle. And when she's going through something in life and she's being traumatized, you know, not only did Mauricio leave her or she left Mauricio, I'm not really sure. But Jamie Lee Curtis isn't returning her calls, ladies. Not returning her calls. So
so you tread lightly now. And Kathy's like, oh, I'm comfortable and, you know, in love. And she's, you know, she is a Capricorn. So if you needed something, she would be here. And it is kind of funny that I'm having a Capri party and I am serving corn and I didn't invite Kyle. Well, oh, well,
you know, Kyle is Kyle. And let me tell you, we have half different parents and Kyle doesn't have any Chinese heritage. I learned in Venice. So don't expect any sage wisdom from her. Okay. There's nothing going to become. Speaking of, where is the sage, Muhammad?
God damn it. I'm really fucking this up.
So Dorit is like, well, Kathy and Rick Hilton, look at these beautiful monogrammed napkins. So beautiful. How long before Kyle gets some of her own? By the way, my life is pretty shitty right now. And when PK and I separated, he was my friend.
Well, yeah, of course, because you'd get him the Pringles. Yes, exactly. Who couldn't help but love PJ? So, at which point.
This scene was so good. This was such a good episode, really.
It was a really good episode.
I was laughing so much. And Dorit just stares at her. And Erica's like, his name is PK. She goes, well, PK, PJ, old pasty white guy. No one wants to see him in a swimsuit. You know what I meant.
So the producer's like, Kathy, you are one of the very few long married couples. What do you attribute to your longevity? And he goes, well, we started out very young. We grew up together. We enjoyed the same things. And, you know, we just both like being rich together. And we don't have to be out at dinner with couples every single moment. We enjoy just being together. And we're not, you know, vapid idiots like Kyle and whoever she's with.
Yeah. So Dorit's like, well, when PK and I decided to see Parata, we decided to take some time apart. We were going to work on resentments and issues that we have that have built up. But I was very protective of my husband. And it's because I didn't want anything and anyone to think badly of PK. And so we see flashbacks of Garcelle being like, well, I heard about PK's DUI. She goes, alleged DUI, alleged. He never blew. Oh, he didn't blow. And then when he went to the prison, he blew and he was under the legal limit.
Well, why wouldn't you? You've chosen to have two children with him, so we understand that.
Yeah, and I think that PJ is a very good father. Am I correct?
Wrong.
Oh. And Buzz says, well,
you know, there are times that I think PK is the greatest father in the world. But is he the most hands-on father? It depends. If you're a marshmallow, yes. If you're a child, no.
The only time I got him to even hold the children was when I said that their names were baked in potato. Very, very sad. He disappears. He's gone for weeks and weeks without even cooling the kids. This guy's such a piece of shit. Like, yeah. Seriously. And even to ask, like, oh, he's a good father, right? No, he's not a good father. He's not even there. He doesn't even try to be there. And he doesn't even have any reason. He's just being a fucking asshole. You know?
Yeah.
He's left one, he'll leave another, and now he'll go find some young'un to get with and have another family with them and then leave their asses too. This guy's a piece of shit. And guess what? He's never going to have money either. He's going to keep pissing that away too. This guy sucks.
I've protected him at all costs, and no matter what, and I don't think he realizes that. It's like, gee, do you even see what I'm doing for you?
And so Kathy goes, well, how old is he?
56.
Oh, wow. When I first met PJ, I thought he was 56, and I've known him a long time. Wow, he has not aged well. And Bose just goes, girl, that was some shade. And Bose just starts laughing in the corner.
It was funny. And she's like, well, you know, I mean, the more I get to know him, and then he lost weight. I mean, oh, I feel terrible, but oh. And
that should have been the first sign, by the way. The first sign when PK started to lose weight, that means
they're back out there.
He's back out there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know it. When your husband all of a sudden just starts going to the gym, no reason, just starts
going to
the gym and getting himself in shape, you better start putting the Apple iFriends on his ass. Find my friends or whatever the hell. Put an AirTag.
Find my Fritos. Yeah. So Bose is like,
I keep losing AirTags, babe.
Could you keep putting them in chips, PK? Do you remember when you followed one all the way down the sewer line?
But I didn't think he'd be doing what he's doing now.
Well, what is he doing? I am the girl that wants to know.
Well, he just wrote this really angry, horrible note. He's, you know, it's just about finances and I'm going to stop paying for this and you're going to be liable for that. Things like that.
So he wrote her the 7-page email saying that in a month or two, she's responsible for the mortgage and all the expenses associated with the house, which is crazy. And they don't even own that house. It's owned by a partnership LLC, you know, with a bunch of different partners, like all of their homes have been. But he's expecting her to pay the entire mortgage on this. I mean, this guy's just such a piece of shit. So Erica's like, get a fucking lawyer. And she's like, well, there was also threats of custody. Are you sure it didn't say custody? Because he doesn't want custody.
No, stop it.
It's true. He does not want custody of those children. He doesn't see him now.
Custody.
He's probably saying custody just to scare you into giving him whatever he wants because he doesn't want those kids. And she's like, and saying that he'll be proceeding with the divorce if she doesn't bend to his will. And she's like, he's not a man I recognize at all. I mean, I used to look at a blob of burrata cheese and say, PK. Now I look at that cheese and I say, who are you, cheese? Who are you?
Well, this is what happens when people get a divorce. The email and the comment about being a good father, the gloves are off. Everybody is in their absolute worst, and that's what's coming out. I've not seen one woman have a peaceful divorce unless the guy died.
Which I was like, are we setting up a movie where we kill PK? Is that what's happening here?
Oh, God. Nefarious plan. He's not worth prison. He's not
this is like
prison.
Death because... Yeah.
And how long does he have? I mean, if he was lying in bed in the hospital, you'd think he was already dead. I mean, the guy has never had sunlight in his life. He can't have that long. No offense. I mean, that's a dark thing to say, but I'm calling it now. So Erica's like,
all right, can I ask you a question? You can hate me for it if you want. What do I care? What are you holding on to?
And she's like, and Bo says, do you think he still wants to be married to you?
No. Then what are you waiting for, Dorit? Well, I'm the token idiot wife, aren't I? Token idiot.
No, you don't have to add wife to that. I mean, it works in many different applications. Okay.
Bo's like, no, you're not. You're not a token idiot wife. You're just a plain old straight up idiot. So, you know, what
you're
are you
just
doing?
A lady with misaligned LVs on all of their bags. For some reason.
What are you going to do? What are you doing is taking off the rose-colored glasses off your face. When are you going to do that? And she's like, rose-colored glasses equals idiot. Kathy goes, well, what about contact lenses? Could you wear those instead?
So she's like, well, here's what I just found out, girls. There's law in California. Now, we've been married 9.5 years, and there's a law in there that goes, oh, yeah, I know it. It's community property, so once you're married for 10 years, you get half of everything. That's why I was trying to leave you before 10. God damn it.
And when is 10 years? And they're like, 6 months? And Bo's like, oh, hell no. Oh, my God, no.
Now, this is disgusting of PK. We all know it. But yes. Why are we still pretending that PK has money? PK does not have money. Okay. Mm-mm. PK's never had money. I don't know how PK's been doing it, but how much do you think Boy George make? How much do you think 10% of Boy George's salary is?
Listen, I just went to Costco, got a supersized bag of Fritos. It's a combo of Fritos, Cheetos, and Lay's. I'm not giving up half of that to Dorit. All right. I'm out of this divorce. I'm doing this right now, out of this marriage before the 10-year mark. Those chips are all mine. Okay, babe.
So Erica explains this to us. She's like, in California, when you hit the 10-year mark, you're considered a long-term marriage, which means half and half,
and also spousal supports forever after 10 years. So one of you is going to be paying for the length of the person's life. So if you're going to jump ship, do it before 10 years.
Now, I wouldn't be surprised if PK tried to come after her for spousal support and tried to get money, show money from her.
Yeah. It seems like she's the more successful one. So Erica's like, Dorit, I'll worry about you.
I'm like, how does this woman even understand how to get through life? She can't even turn on a Keurig in the morning. But I really do, okay? I cannot sit here and bullshit with you when I know what's going for you. I wouldn't be a good friend. You begged for honesty, and I'm going to give you the honesty. You have to protect yourself. You have to go and hold on a second. The second price of poker has completely changed. This is not my partner. This is not my friend. This is my adversary now. And let me tell you, that is a fucked place. And I have hair on my arms that's standing on end right now. And I want to pat my puss, but my hair is too prickly for me to even touch it right now because it's standing on end.
And they're telling her, don't wait. You got to do this. And she's like, but don't you think I have to be sure that I don't want to go back?
Listen here, Dodo Lingo. He doesn't want you back.
Oof. Who doesn't want me back? PK. But what does that mean? He doesn't want me to go back to the house? Is he doing a surprise tonight? No, he doesn't want you back in the marriage. He doesn't want to see my back in the marriage? Well, we can have sex in a different position.
No, Jesus.
But I know that he wants me back. Look, it's right here in the letter. I want my baby back.
Yeah, but after that it says ribs. No, Dorit, let it go. You gotta get out.
And I love that they ended it with the line get out when Garcelle is stuck at Reba's house. I was like, yeah. This episode is perfection. What a great episode. I think it's such a good idea to kind of take the season, instead of reboot the whole thing, they're just making people hang out with each other. Like Kyle never would be with Garcelle and Sutton. I don't think that's ever happened before this season. And to just make them go alone, it's really leading to a much better season, I think. Good job, guys.
Good job. Good job. You're doing great work. Thanks, everyone, for being here. It's a fun time. We'll be back in a little bit with some real uplifting Roni reunion recapping. So look forward to that.
That's a fun one, guys. Woo! Everybody get on the train.
Yay! We'll talk to you next time. Bye!
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Ani.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.